purpose right into my explosives directory with a collage of the crying kids right next to it. I'm like, I am so fucked. I am so fucked. They're going to destroy me. So I pulled off the explosives directory. I did not get rid of it. I renamed it to incendiaries. My theory was, if you're so young you don't know what incendiaries is, I've protected you. Incendiaries? I don't want that. And I put up this, well, as you might know when you go to the site, I put up another one of my little, right, gets you to the heart things about freedom of expression and I'm hurt by this and yada, 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 and all that. Well, people would link to textfiles.com, you know, the link to textfiles.com, people would go to the, they hit the directory and then they would link up. They would, you know, figure out, hey, you know, let's go up to the top of this site, and they would find my email address. I was the only email address you could find. Trenchcoat.org, for some reason, didn't have an email address the first couple of days. I don't know why. So I got some great mail. You are sick. You are the one that should be shot. You don't fit in, and now you take it out on people that are athletic and who are of a different race. And you make light of what happens in Colorado. Everyone has problems, and you make fun of this kind of thing. These problems could get bigger for you, because although people may have teased you for being a trench coat nerd, they will not tolerate you at all if they find out you were the one behind this garbage. People like you are the reason people died in Colorado. All those trench coat assholes should be shot. It isn't the jocks that are the problems. It's people like you who can't get over your fallacies and blame it on others who, like you, who don't fit in. Now, everything split, that's a typical one. That one actually has periods, which is really nice. I bet people are bugging the shit out of you right now, aren't they? I thought it was funny. Who the fuck are you? Are you a part of these bitches who were the trench coat hoes? Or are you just a Doc's Mirror person? Thanks. Dude, so you're not in the trench coat mafia? I've been looking for these people ever since I heard about this. And you had to do this. I'm mad. I wanted to talk to them. I feel the same way they do. 1/3 of the files told me to die. 1/3 of the mail, you know, told me to die. And I'll read one or two more because they're extremely entertaining. Explain to me very quickly how I should die for being in the trench coat mafia. 1/3 said, dude, nice site. And they found textfiles.com that way. 1/3, and I'm not kidding this, and this is what was kind of interesting, really, was 1/3 wanted to know when the trench coat mafia was coming to their school. You know, you forget that shit. I don't know if any of you really experienced this, where a rumor comes through school that something really bad is going to happen at 3 o'clock. And you wake up and you're like, dude, something's going on at 3 o'clock. And like by lunch, you're like, nah, it's not going to happen at 3 o'clock. I don't know. But I'll tell you, at 2:58, you're... teacher's talking. You're like, I don't think that teacher's going to be talking for much longer. You know, watching the clock. I remember the moment was that the world was going to end at 2. That was like my school. And I was 1:59, man. I was like, I don't want to die in science class. This sucks. Well, basically, I have to assume that the rumors went around these schools. Oh, dude, the trench coat mafia is coming to us next. You know? Anyway. So that was a relatively unpleasant experience. I did actually get a few, I got one or two intelligent ones. I'll just read one very quick intelligent one. Dear Jason, I realize the openness of your website is based on many of the liberties the U.S. population takes for granted. I like how well organized your site is, but I have to tell you the bomb building messages are way over the line. I've worked for defense contractors most of my working life, and the things you bring to bear for the general public should not be known. They are secrets, in a sense, unclassified secrets, but still things anyone with the savvy could find. You haven't committed a crime, but I do believe that there is a certain faction of people in the general population that will respond to your website in manners other than email. You should consider these people when you release the kind of information that you have presented for anyone's consumption. The world is a much smaller place than you might believe, and we are getting closer all the time. Either we find ways to live with each other, or what? Some of us will be killed by people who have learned what they know from people like you. Just something to think about. I actually wrote to him, and he actually said, I got him to agree to disagree, to go, I don't really dig that, but fine, whatever you gotta do. So, you know, I did get some of that, but I mean, a lot of it, what was it, that glorious one-line message, why doesn't it work? I want to learn how to make bombs. Anyway, so, you know, it's funny, when you open yourself up like that, I can only imagine what it must be like for the crew at 2600 or Cult of the Dead Cow or anybody who's particularly high profile, and the most amazing email that must just sewer into their lives from all over the world. I can't imagine, I'm speaking for myself, but I can't imagine any time in history where somebody has said, hey you, I like your trade, teach me that trade. Which translates to, dude, teach me to hack. You know, they must get 6 billion. Dude, teach me to hack.
Speaking as the main email contact for Cult of the Dead Cow, I can say yes, and we're actually planning on compiling a list of some of the best, including the guy who wanted us to hack Space Ghost because Space Ghost was mean to him.
Kill Space Ghost.
So, Benny Gooselin, if you're out there, I'm talking about you.
So, now not all of the, that was a very interesting one because it ripped things apart, on ways of the bombs. Again, I don't want people to make this stuff. If somebody typed a 3 instead of a 5 8 years ago, I don't want you to lose your fingers. I don't want that. There's actually a rather interesting, once again, conspiracy theories abound, but there's actually a very interesting post on Amazon.com from William Powell, the writer of the Anarchist Cookbook. It might be him, it might not be him, he's a CIA guy, he's a cyborg, you know, you don't know. But basically the idea was, you know, he said, I wrote it when I was 19, I was going to Berkeley, I just went down to the library, I copied some munitions manuals, I copied this, I copied that, I thought I could smash the state, I grew up, I got a wife, I got a kid, I teach kids. Now that thing was a mistake. I contacted my publisher, the publisher said, bite me! They own the copyright. I didn't. It's still published today. Don't buy it. Please don't buy it. That's interesting. I have no way to know if this was actually him or if it wasn't, but there you go. Now, there was another interesting problem that I didn't really entirely think through when I put textfiles.com together, which, was copyright. Some of these files are transcriptions of copyrighted materials. I don't know which ones are and which ones aren't. Obviously, a lot of kids trying to really get some street cred, some juice, would just go out and copy something that they saw somewhere and say, put in here by the Dark Overlord, you know, and that's it. So I don't know. But I've gotten a couple copyright-related threats over the past year. There's the crank and the jerk. Who wants to hear the crank first? Okay. And who wants to hear the jerk first? Okay, well, I see. It's a crank-jerk tie. All right, fine. Well, we'll go with the crank first because I can get through him very well.
What about all the people who have abstained? Maybe they want to hear a different story first.
Well, that would be bad.
Oh, sorry.
You break my flow.
Sorry.
The crank is a, he wrote to, what he did was he wrote to everybody down the line on my domain. You know, you do a domain trace. Where is it located? Who hosts it? Write to this guy, write to this guy, write to this guy. Just keep going down. He wrote a genius of a letter. Which you'll glance at it and it almost says, you owe me $20 million. If you glance at it. But you look a little closer and what he's saying is, I had copyrighted material that I put on the internet for download. A book I wrote. And I asked people to pay me when they downloaded it. Well, it was downloaded many, many times, and I wasn't paid. That's money I am owed. So I have withdrawn my book from the internet. And anyone with that book on the internet is a violation. Anyone who downloads it owes me money. That's money that I owe, you know. And it's, you know, quotes the Magna Carta, goes all the way down, you know. And he talks about, you know, his right. And he goes, but I see that you have done this. You have linked to my, you know, my beautiful book, and you are causing these copyright violations. You can get out of trouble, out of how much you owe me, by simply sending me $50 for the book. Apparently other people have gotten this. Black Crawling Systems got this. A bunch of other people get this. But what was funny was I didn't have the book. He among the things he sends to everybody, registered mail to everything, was a copy of the text file that he was citing with a highlighted part. Somebody wrote, the book, by the way, is about individual freedom. But the book, it's like the supreme law, the rule of individual freedom. The file he was referring to was where somebody wrote a rant on individual freedom. And somebody posted that to Usenet. And that person said, this is a pretty good rant on individual freedom. It reminds me of this guy's book I have. And he had highlighted that. By me printing his theory, and I got into his mind, it was a stinky place, was I provided a place where somebody who knew how to make copies of his book could be contacted. You see, you could go to my site, you could reach this guy who will pirate. So I'm fomenting piracy, so yeah. So he was the crank, he was glorious. My boss, you know, at that time I was foolish enough to host textfiles.com at work. Don't do that. I actually lose a very large amount of money on text. Well, $300 a month isn't a large amount of money, but I lose $300 a month on text files. I don't sell things of text files. I don't sell CD-ROMs or T-shirts or stuff because I feel like that makes me a target. Because it's one thing if someone goes, you, whatever, and if I go, you know, I'm losing money on it, as opposed to, I only made $3,000 in T-shirts last week. I'm barely breaking even. You know, then maybe they'll have something to go after me. That's why there's no text file CD-ROM or T-shirts.
We'll make T-shirts for you.
Oh, will you? Excellent.
No problem.
So, one day, I'm at work, and one of my old work, because I still had the domain hosted there, says, some dude called about the Secret Service. That was the message. Oh, yeah. I start going and checking. I call him up. I go, what the hell are you talking about? Dude, Secret Service guy number thing. Okay, I mean, because she wasn't really equipped to take that kind of a call. And I called, and he had left a message on my voicemail that I keep with their 617 Cowtown, you know, huge rant. The Secret Service, da-da-da-da-da. So I called him, okay? This is when I first met the gentleman who I cannot name except to say that his name is Bruce Goldberg. Bruce and I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation. Here was Bruce had an article that he had written. He had written a number of articles for USA Today, Time, Newsweek. In 1990, he had written an article, and I had the article up. Somebody transcribed the article, and I put it in my news section, and it was his. He and I talk, okay? And this is where it was very interesting. I don't want to rile too many people who might fall along with this guy. I'm just saying, so if you agree with what he said to me, fine, okay, he was very nasty about it, that's all I'm saying. Basically, we talked for about 2 hours. That was very interesting in itself. He didn't like my site all that much. He said, you have stolen my property. This writing is how I make my money. You have stolen it from me and distributed it to people. I think you owe me money for stealing my property. In this country, the copyright law states that for every copyright violation, you can be fined up to $20,000 or go to prison. Would you want them to go to prison? I could have the Secret Service come and seize your computers if you can't pay me this $20,000 per file downloaded. This is where the Secret Service came in. He loved that Secret Service. That Secret Service, man, they were in his garage, soaping up the weapons, putting on the stuff, going, Bruce, 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 waiting for his word to go in and kick my ass. Now, what's funny, of course, was that the domain was hosted in a different place where the computer was by this point, so he would have been like, ah. But he did this, not only to me, he did this to one of my mirrors, too. He actually called up and went, Secret Service, Secret Service. And the conversation, I can actually summarize 1 hour of the conversation. You stole my property. I understand you think that, sir. I think you should get it back. How would you define getting it back, sir? You should find everyone who downloaded it and make them delete it. Sir, I can't do that. You must. But I can't. But I want my property back. Sir, I'll delete it off my drive. That's not good enough. Hour. You don't want to hang up on the guy, but I mean, I'm in hell. I'm just sitting there, dude, and eventually I said, I think we have to get the lawyers involved. Because we have this is what lawyers are for, right? Or at least independent arbiters. He says I stole something, I say I don't, dudes come in, argue, and eventually everyone loses. He loses a lot of money, I lose a lot of money, lawyers get rich. Ironically, the article was about bringing people together online. Bulletin board systems. Anyway, so as soon as I mentioned lawyers, he went, lawyers suck. So he wrote to me, one last little kick in the ass before he disappeared into the ether. And I think it's worth mentioning his words. Jason, I wanted to tell you that I don't plan on doing anything about your theft and unauthorized distribution of my copyrighted work, so long as it ceases. I'm not going to call the cops or anything, not going to take any sort of action. What you're doing is wrong, wrong, wrong. But you already know that. You're pirating copyrighted property, which is just as serious as pirating software. And you know where that leads. Your computer systems can be seized. Statutory damages of $20,000 per violation, even prison. I tell you this because you seem like a bright guy, even though my wife thinks you're strange. I talked to her first before he came on the phone. You've done an impressive job archiving early computing documentation and lore. A lot of the material was obviously created in the spirit of collectivism. Oh, I didn't mention that. One of Bruce's really big ideas was, if you want to put a document up on your site, you should contact the original author and get written permission from him to redistribute their file. How am I going to do that? With how to fuck up your parents' dinner party by the ninja. Sir, I read your dinner party anarchy file. I was very impressed. I think that it should really reach a wider audience. I'm with textfiles.com, and if you sign this release here, we can proceed with, I think, the next phase in your fame. Anyway. I saw an awful lot of articles that had clearly been reprinted from magazines and newspapers. I'll tell you this, sooner or later, you're going to get your nuts in a vise. It isn't a matter of whether, but when. You don't need to worry about me. You need to worry about Gannett and Times Mirror and other media corporations with lots of money and attorneys that have people like you and me for breakfast. What do you think a Disney lawyer pitbull is going to do once he has his teeth in you? I saw several stories in your archive from Newsweek and Washington Post, both owned by the same company. You could have dozens of articles from that one corporation, if not hundreds. That makes you a significant target. You seem like a reasonably smart person in his late 20s with some interesting career prospects. Whatever your career plans, a stint in a federal prison will screw you up. You're making a stupid mistake that can have very serious consequences for the rest of your life. End of lecture. Leave my stuff alone and I'll leave you alone. He then proceeds to talk about his life. I was in BBS's, blah, 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 blah. I only mention that because he says, I did this, I wrote this thing. He wrote a column about computing called Body Language using the pen name of Quasimodo. I've been using that name for 15 years, and although others are now using it, I was the first, near as I know. All that stuff is on disk 2. Too bad you'll never get your hands on any of it. Talk about... His threat is that I'll never hear from him again. Thank you, Mr. Goldberg. Give me my property. Anyway, one other interesting aspect of the internet that has come out is, actually what inspired me originally for Text Files was I did search for an old bulletin board system I loved called Sherrod Forest 2.
Yay!
Which Sherrod Forest 2 was in New York. It was... up in near Nyack. It was a nice board. I liked it very much. It was the home of BIOC Agent 003,
Yay.
Which a lot of other people, well, maybe they know, maybe they don't know. BIOC Agent was one of the best writers. I'm still searching for him. I can't find the guy, but well, you do your best. Anyway, so I did a search on the web figuring, I'll find the Sherrod Forest 2, users of Sherrod Forest 2 support page. Let's all get together and talk about how great times were. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a mention of it. Not a mention of the boards around it. And I was like, it's gone! on, it's not there, it's not online. That scared me. That scared me because it means very much to me. This is my niche. This is where I live. I live in this, I have a part of me that has this hobby of keeping track of the past and trying to remember all the important things that happened back then, because a lot of things that we're dealing with right now, up to the minute, are things that were evident there. I mean, there were flame wars, there were people destroying other people's stuff, there were people indicating that, you know, these bulletin board systems are going to change everything. Law enforcement. I have a beautiful file from a law enforcement agency, The Danger of BBSs. You know, beautiful article where he's just, these things are cauldrons of evil. And it's wonderful. Single line, Commodore 64. Oh no. Oh no. Anyway, actually, one of my greatest, the shameful confessions are coming out this time. There were a couple boards I had to get on. And I loved them. I got on them and, you know, I did my posting, but then it would be busy for days and days and days, and 3 o'clock in the morning would come and it'd still be busy and I couldn't. Anyway, so sometimes I would call up the operator and I need to reach my friend really badly. There's something wrong. I need to reach my friend. And she'd go, okay, sir. And I go, I need an emergency breakthrough. I need to get through, sir. I need to get through. And she'd go, okay, sir, let me try. Sir, there seems to be something wrong with the line. Oh, really? Well, I'll try again later. Click. I'm in. Boom, baby! To all those people I knocked off, I'm so sorry. I had to read the 9 new messages in the freaking board. So, you know, those little memories, you know, you don't really encounter busy signals as much anymore. You know, like, yeah, no. Once you're on, you don't really encounter. Well, actually, I guess you get the 404s and the.
You're trying to call your friend who only has 1 phone line, then you have to use the emergency.
Yeah, use the emergency breakthrough on your buddy. In fact, let me think. Wait, somebody. Oh, that's right. Mogul, who was a co-contributor. Mogul, the co-contributor to my site, told me this site. We were having this deep confession one day in the suite of the elite. He told me that he knew that his. I hope this was Mogul. This actually might have been. Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess. But I don't want to ascribe this to the wrong person. He had a program set up where if he could not get onto his bulletin board system, it would one by one call all of his friends in conjunction, so their call waiting would kick in, and then he would be able to get back on. Because he knew it had to be one of them. You know, try? No. Call John? No. Call John? Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's shameful. But it's very, very, very creative. So, you know, I guess that's part of the fun. Since I've come out with this site, I wanted this site to be the kind of dream site I've always wanted, where when I was searching for Shared Force 2, I'd stumble along textfiles.com and go, holy shit! And just want to download it. And it's very funny because I see people who do this. I see people who feel like I do. They come onto my site. Boom! Wget. I mean, they just rip it. They just go in and they're just boom all night.
I think the proper term is leech.
Huh?
Leech?
Yes, they leech. Yes, they leech. They leech worldwide. So to fix that, I started, like I said, compressing archives. I made the mistake, I have made the decision where I put up a link to a archive of the entire site in one archive. Luckily, my ISP is dumb. I remember talking to these guys, and they were like, oh, what is your site about, your popular site? Because I warned them, I'm going to have a popular site, you might get some phone calls, just directing me. And they're like, what's it about? And I go, BBSs. And they go, what's that? This is an ISP. So, putting a 207 meg tar GZ file and going, this is the whole site, suddenly my